At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Last night in the NBA, what a game by Anthony Davis. What a game by the Lakers. There's no LeBron James. That number got up to, 9.5 before the game, and the Bucks were 19, up by 19 in that game to only blow it in double overtime. And so now the Lakers, because of this jostling that we have for these teams, Paulie, in the seeding in the Western Conference, like every win here is going to be huge down the stretch.
We got 2.5 weeks left and 10 games. So
that's a
big opportunity here. They're two behind Phoenix. They're two behind Sacramento. But the team they absolutely can catch is Phoenix. Because if you're in that 7-8, you win that game, you're going to get OKC. And the Lakers won the season series. And when you just see the problems they're going to create for OKC,
yep.
And if that Anthony Davis shows up that went for 34-23, I would pick them to win that series. But if you can't, and you're in that 9-10, well, you got to win two games, and then your reward is probably the defending champs, and you're not going to win that series. So it's huge, and the door's open now, and you're laying 4 against Memphis on the road. We'll see what they decide to do, who's in, who's out, but to me, it shouldn't matter. With the way Reeves is playing and Russell's playing, and get some help from Hachimura. If Dinwiddie can make a shot, you should be able to win that game in this bad Memphis outfit. Now it's down to 3.5. What's going on? I don't care who sits. You got to win this game. And then you got the Suns. This is the stretch now. Their last 10 games are brutal. It's the toughest close to the season since the 2016 Grizzlies. And they're 7.5-point dogs in Denver, who they just won the last time they're playing. So, you know, Denver will be ready to go on national TV with Denver trying to get the one seed.
Yeah. And so the combination here as well in the Western Conference, the Warriors are playing again tonight. After winning, pulling ahead late, covering against the Heat. The Heat were sitting Jimmy Butler, no Tyler Hero last night as well. And the Rockets are also in action. And it's a tough spot for the Thunder.
It is.
Right? Because they just played in Milwaukee on Sunday, and that did not go well for the team. They played last night, and they blew a 20-point lead. They actually were trailing by more than one possession late in the fourth quarter before they went off and closed the game on a huge run, I think 12-0 run to close out.
I was shocked at that line. No Ingram? Easy with the CarMax, huh? Ingram with the CarMax and the timeout.
I tweeted out the video last night and the camera work. Can you get in there a little bit closer on the guy?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I mean, he's going nuts with the CarMax for, 10 seconds. Like, okay, dial it back a little bit here.
Short spread, they win, get the cover, and now Houston's waiting for him. Now they got to fly back and they have the home game. So this is huge with OKC laying 7.
That number's...
And then, right, and then Golden State. I mean, it's priced like Golden State will rest people. Which, you're right, they can't afford to do. But off the back-to-back, and then and Orlando taking money. I think that opened the look-ahead was 3.5 in that game. And now you see the spread with Orlando also trying to get the 3 seed. So always something going on here in a big card, with 3 Malinsky specials, too.
By the way, Orlando, I got to get this for the record.
Yep.
They are pulling away now as the best team in the NBA ATS.
Sure.
They are 66.2%. They're 47-24 ATS on the year, and at home, they are the second best team. They're 71% at home ATS. They're 24-10. Doesn't mean they're going to cover tonight, but it is a good spot for Orlando.
And coming off a home loss against Sacramento.
Yeah, and then a good game.
Your Malinsky specials play on the Clippers. 76ers return home after a long West Coast road trip. Ty Lue calls them out, see if they respond. Harden going back to Philly. Sure, they're going to boo the hell out of them. Play on the Cavs. Hornets, same deal. Long road trip, return home. And play on Lakers. Memphis back after a four-game road trip.
Right. I need to point this out, too, to tie into the Orlando angle at home. They're the best overall and second best at home. Golden State's actually number one on the road now after winning and covering last night. They're 23-11 ATS on the road. Their schedule is not easy down the stretch, though. They got a lot of – this is the beginning of a long road trip for them.
I was counting my money that they were going to get the over. And now, I don't know, it could go anyway. Now, you go to Charlotte and San Antonio after this. You just lost to San Antonio. You still have a couple left against Dallas. You go to Houston. And then you go to Los Angeles in the final week of the season. And then you play New Orleans at home. So who knows how they're going to treat this game. So I don't know. But the door is certainly open for the Rockets, who won nine in a row. And if they could steal one here. I mean, imagine if the Lakers win, the Suns lose, and the Warriors lose, and the Rockets win.
Yeah.
Madness. And the standings are changing every single night. Dallas has now moved into the sixth seed with that big win last night. And they also have another one. They play Sacramento also coming up on Friday.
I'll tell you, that's the team, again, last eight games since they put the clamps down on the Bulls in a game on March 11th. And the Bulls scored fewer than 100 points in that game. That's an eight-game sample size, so I don't want to go nuts. But it's completely flipped here for the Mavericks. They have the second-best defensive rating in the NBA, only behind the Knicks in that time. So this team, to me, because of Luka and because of Kyrie, those guys offensively should be just almost unstoppable in any given game. So if their defense, if this is like a true turnaround, that's the one team that I can look at, other than maybe like the Lakers with LeBron if he's fully healthy, at the bottom of the West, where I could say that team can go on a run. Because I don't trust the Suns.
Yeah.
I don't trust the Kings at this point against certain teams. I absolutely do not trust the Clippers. The Warriors are going to do nothing this year in the playoffs. So you got to draw a line through a bunch of these teams. And at the top, it's like, okay, well, Thunder, Wolves, the experience factor. And oh, by the way, once they play the Nuggets, how's that going to go in the playoffs? But that's the Dallas, I should say, is the one team. It's like, they could go on a run.
I take Dallas if they play the Clippers in the first round.
Yeah.
And that's how it falls. How is Utah favored tonight? They've lost 9 of 10 and 7 in a row. San Antonio's playing hard.
They're in awful form. Jazz.
Yes. San Antonio's playing. Yeah, they're frisky. Playing good ball. I can't believe the Jazz are favored. I don't care.
Is it
games at home, but I can't believe they've been awful.
Do we know the status of Wembanyama?
Well, Price,
like he's not going to play, but also they did not have him the other night and they beat the Suns.
That's right. Doing a heck of a job, no doubt. And the Bulls-Pacers game is intriguing. I think it's 233. Is that the total? So that falls into the Joe Osborne number that when Pacer totals are 240 or less, it's 16-2 under run.
Yeah.
So you have that angle as well, and that's a big one for the Pacers who are trying to get that sixth seed. It also appears Miami's accepted their fate, and Miami's just going to take the 7 or the 8 and just go into play-in route.
What do you think of the Pacers overall tonight? Laying 2.5. This is a wonky
a tough
road
stretch.
Trip. You go to L.A. as part of it. You play back-to-back against the Lakers.
Yep.
In a game that was high-scoring and regulation. The next night you come out and you blow out the Clippers. Now you got it 2 nights later. You're back in Chicago playing on the road.
Mm.
That's a weird schedule spot here for this team.
Yeah, and I can't get a read on the Bulls.
Are they like your Eastern Conference version of the Kings? Or actually, you do have a read on the Kings.
I do, yeah.
You try to do the opposite.
Yes.
Now the Kings, I'm sure, will bounce back on Friday night and beat the Mavericks.
Mm-hmm.
After they lost by, that was almost a 40-point loss last night.
Yes. I don't know what happened. Ugly.
Yeah. As of right now, best bets, you like the Suns plus 7.5?
I took yes. Now, we're up against it here with the time, but Gordon's questionable, and I don't know the status of Murray, but they took money. It's open 6.5, but Phoenix just beat him the last time in Denver.
Yeah, I also like the Rockets kind of in this game.
Yeah.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Hellfade Kombucha today.